Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
But first, earlier this week, I found myself in a farmyard in County Roscommon. Now, my journey started many months ago when Batty O'Brien sent Countrywide a letter telling us about the Knock Crockery Ukulele Collective. But the collective couldn't meet during the most restrictive COVID times, and I was worried that I'd actually never get to meet them. But then they pivoted, swapped the pub for a sheep shed, traded bar stools for hay bales, and are now finding their way back to being together, apart, and playing music. I went along to see how they were getting on. Matty O'Brien, set the scene for me here.
Well, Brenda, we're about a mile from the Crockery Village for the sheep shed sessions.
The what?
The sheep shed sessions.
That's a bit risky, but go ahead.
In my brother's farm. We've our band set up, all our people sitting around. Yeah. Socially distanced, been very responsible, sitting on bales of hay, tuning up and just making some rock and roll.
And Batty, tell me about this ukulele collective here. How did it start?
Well, for my 60th birthday, I got a present of ukulele. And I told my friends we're going to start playing it. And word got around, my friend William bought one. Mary got one. Mary's niece, Anne-Marie, got one. Then there were five. Then there was 10. Then ukuleles were going scarce. So now we've up to, there was 40 bought in the county over Scotland, yeah? There's not one left. We meet in Murray's pub in the Crockery every Wednesday night for rehearsals up to the COVID ward for 4 years. And we start gigging and we do lots of charity work mostly. During rehearsal, we stop for half an hour, right? Mm-hmm. And we eat lemon drizzle, cream buns, Jaffa cakes, rhubarb tart, apple tart, Kit Kat, pancakes, pavlova, to give us energy to play till dawn.
I hope the break is coming soon. That's all I'm saying. I noticed you're not playing a ukulele. What are you playing?
I'm playing a trumpet. Well, I'm trying to play a trumpet. Just to add a bit kind of texture to the band. To build up a good sound that's distinctive.
Hi, Brenda. I'm Mary Dwyer. And I was one of the first people in the band 4 years ago. I suppose for me, I'm a carer. I've two sons. Seamus is 22, he's cerebral palsy, and Michael is 20 and he's autism. So it's kind of hard to get away, but because the ukulele is every Wednesday night, no matter what happens, I'm due to get out of the house for that. I love it because meet people and we have a great laugh and you forget about your troubles. You can be done without, that's a great thing, to be done without for a little while. We travel around and we have such a laugh. It's great fun.
Hi, Brenda. I'm Catherine. I'm with the group about 2.5 years. And believe it or not, today is my birthday.
Aww. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I mean... it's celebrating the weird and wonderful, isn't that right? And that this lovely sheep shed and a crockery.
And how did you get involved in the collective?
Well, I tell you what, I was dragged in by Mary Dwyer. I hummed and hawed about it for a while, and then I just... took the leap of faith and picked it up, went and bought one, managed to get one on the black market, like Batty said earlier on.
Yeah.
I just took to it really well. It's a fantastic instrument. There's only 4 strings on it. You can't go too wrong. Now, we all lost people as well over, you know, in the last year and a half. And again, you know, people have been very supportive and kept us going through a lot of difficult times. So,
listen, it's lovely to meet you. Happy birthday.
Yeah, right, thank you very much.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, there's a cake.
Oh, that's the beetroot chocolate cake that Mary makes. Oh, fabulous.
Will Kane, I believe you're the chief organiser here with the collective. Am I correct?
I don't know. There could be war in the ranks. We are like Bertie's all sorts, to be perfectly honest. We've got people from Ireland, from Roscommon, from Latvia, from the UK, from France, and everyone comes for the joy of sharing music together, but also the social element. And it's incredible. If we never played a tune, there's a great element to it. And we've been through lots together. We've been through births and deaths, and we're a very cohesive group, and it's great to have that. We have a lot to be proud of, and we like to publicise that pride.
Will, what are your aspirations for the Knock Crockery Ukulele Collective?
Our main aspiration is to make it to the main stage of the Plowin next year, and the year after, Electric Picnic. Here we come.
Well, so Will, I suppose I better hear a tune since everybody's set up.
Well, this is a song by a man who's not far from Roscommon, the late great Joe Dolan, and it's Make Me an Island.
My name's Karina. I'm originally from Latvia, and today I'm celebrating 15 years in Ireland.
To this day?
Yes, 15 okay. years. I'm mom of four boys, and ukulele is one of my evenings. That's my escape, it's not easy to raise the four boys, so I really pleased that we are back. Even if it's sheep shed, but it's my it's my night to just enjoy the music and be with this lovely group together.
There wouldn't be this wonderful sheep shed to rehearse in if it wasn't for the farmer, Dennis O'Brien. How are you, Dennis?
Very well, Brenda, thanks.
Tell
me
about your farm. What kind of a farm is it here?
I have a sheep farm and a suckler cow farm. It's a busy place. But a few months back, my batty told me they were looking for a premises.
Your brother?
Yes, batty brother. The sheep were gone out at the time. It's free for the summer, so why not? I'm arty myself. I love music, I love film, I love to read. It's just so natural to hear this stuff going on at night. It's gorgeous, it really is, yeah.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Deirdre McKenna.
So, Deirdre, you enjoy this band?
Oh, I do. I love it. It's been more than a lifeline the last few years. We've had a very difficult few years, and it's been my escape, and it's kept me motivated and focused on positives in life.
Do you mind me ask, in what way has life been difficult?
Well, we had a beautiful little baby boy in August 2019, and he was born with a lot of very difficult health conditions, which meant that we had to get him to Crumlin. He was a beautiful, big, strong boy, and he had had a heart surgery at the start of March 2020, and he developed sepsis afterwards, and we ended up losing him at the start of lockdown last year.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Elliot.
So you come here, and you let it out, am I right?
Yeah. They're such a brilliant group.
Yeah.
So supportive and so kind and so fun. It's a brilliant outlet. Yeah.
Well, you have so much grief for you to be able to feel you've something.
Oh, yeah, it's been so good. Like, even last summer when this did a few sessions in the park and I got to join, it was lovely to see the faces again and to have some lovely music outlet in my life again. I was very lucky I got pregnant again. With a little baby boy called Louis, and he was born nearly four months ago, so he's brought a smile back to my life as well, and they've been such a lovely group, so supportive and encouraging and so interested, and they're fantastic.
And that was Deirdre McKenna speaking to me earlier this week, and good morning to her and baby Louie. And the Knock Crockery Ukulele Collective finishing there with their Johnny Cash medley. All great fans of the Men in Black. Thank you guys so much for having me earlier this week. I had a great time.